The Chris Perullo Show's coverage of Search Engine Strategy San Jose was brought to you by MSN Search. Find something today at search.msn.com.
A few months ago, I decided to install a toolbar in Ponzi's browser, largely because we do a lot of traveling, and this particular toolbar has to do with traveling. It's the Sidestep toolbar / sidebar. Works within Internet Explorer, and unfortunately, she doesn't use it a lot. And I know she'd save a lot of money if she did use it. And so to get the straight scoop about Sidestep, we thought we'd come directly to the booth here at SES and speak directly with the VP of Corporate Communications, Phil Carpenter.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Oh, is that your official stance?
Yeah, the official position. Now, for those of you that may not be familiar with Sidestep, we are the traveler's search engine. So we search more than 100 different websites to help people find really good travel deals. So we'll search online agencies, we'll search consolidators, and then we'll search the sites of the travel companies themselves. When you find what you want, we take you straight to the source, so you buy directly from the travel companies.
And you can go directly to sidestep.com, not just install the toolbar.
Yeah, that's right. Just this January, so January of 2005, we introduced a web-based version of Sidestep. So you can go straight to sidestep.com and search. If you install the toolbar, you can also do some pretty nifty comparison shopping. If you have this toolbar, it's part of your browser, and then you go to a site like Expedia or Travelocity or whatnot, we will automatically show you our options right alongside there. So you can see what happens when you search 100 sites versus what you get when you search one.
Has Sidestep been around then for a couple years?
Yeah, we actually launched the service in the fall of 2000. So it's been almost 5 years now, and we've got about 4.7 million unique users who turn to the site every month. So it's grown grown reasonably large in the past couple years.
And you've got a new version that's just being released?
No, the web version is sort of the newest edition. Of course, we're constantly adding new content to it, but that was the biggest new addition to the Sidestep family.
At what rate are you adding new partners?
Adding new partners all the time across all verticals. So we've got hotel, we've got car, we've got air, and then just recently vacation package as well. And the vacation package actually is a really popular new addition with consumers because now they can go to one place and save when they book flight, hotel, and car together.
So then why would I use Sidestep over, say, going to just one particular search engine of sorts? Because are you just aggregating everything and then taking a cut?
Yeah, so we do aggregate lots of different sources. If you went to any one individual site, you're going to be missing things. For example, if you went to Travelocity and searched for flights, you would never see any flights from JetBlue. If you went to Expedia and searched for hotels, you would never see any hotels from Intercontinental Hotels. So, when you're looking at the search model, it's just much more comprehensive than the old school online agency model.
Are there any other value adds for people using Sidestep?
Well, certainly, the toolbar, as we were talking about earlier, as you opened up the conversation, that's really valuable because that ability to comparison shop, to see right alongside a site like Expedia, Sidestep's options, is just so powerful. I was running a search earlier for people in which they were looking for flights from New York to Long Beach, California. Expedia came up at $285, Sidestep came up at $235. You're saving $60 a ticket.
And you have only trusted vendors listed within your service?
Yeah, that's right. We're pretty careful about who we add. We want to make sure that the quality is good. And so we do vet them carefully.
You're always watching to make sure they're doing what they're supposed to be doing.
we want to make sure that, if someone is in Sidestep, that the product that they have to sell is a product that the consumers are really going to be feeling comfortable with. And there are, for example, rental car companies that we've pulled when we've had feedback from consumers that has been negative. So, we're going to watch that.
If I purchase a ticket, let's say using Sidestep, am I purchasing the ticket through you or through the site that you're pointing me to?
You purchase through the site to which we take you. So we, just like Google as a search engine doesn't sell you anything per se, neither do we. So we'll take you straight to the source and you buy from them. And consumers really like that because, they're buying from brands they know and trust.
It's just that you're showing them an easier way of getting to those brands.
Yeah, that's right. And rather than sort of hop, skipping, and jumping around the web and, you know, searching seven different sites and then saying, okay, finally, now I've done my research and it's time to buy, you can come to one place. You can search all of those sites at once and, you know, in a single search, get the answer that you need.
It's all about comparison shopping, and it seems that recently Priceline has now walked down this path. Does that have you worried a bit?
Actually, no, and in fact, we just launched a new promotion about 2 weeks ago featuring the actor Patrick Stewart. So just as, you know, Priceline had been using Shatner for a long time, we thought it was fair time to one-up them and instead, you know, enlisted Patrick Stewart as our spokesperson for this particular promotion. Now, the winner of the promotion will be, you know, sent off to London to have beers with Patrick and stay in a fancy hotel. But, you know, the whole idea was to really position Sidestep as, you know, what comes next in online travel. Of course, Patrick, having been, you know, Captain Jean-Luc Picard on the Next Generation series, we felt made the perfect spokesperson.
What do you think is the next generation?
We really think that travel search is the next model. I mean, actually, you know, as part of the research that we did before launching the sweepstakes with Patrick, we ran Sidestep alongside the new service from Priceline. You know, they now offer their disclosed price offering, and we beat them 90% of the time in terms of, you know, airfares that we pulled back versus airfares that they showed. And fundamentally, I think that just goes to show the superiority of the search model versus the old school model.
Do you have any consumer-based reviews on the listings that you have on Sidestep? So, for instance, if I were to go through a certain process and enjoyed it, I can make a remark. Or if I didn't enjoy it, I can make a similar remark.
Yeah, really good question. We don't have those reviews yet, but it's certainly something we're looking to add.
How can I be notified of new offers from Sidestep?
One of the best ways is to sign up for our email newsletter. We have a very popular newsletter called Travel Finds, which goes out each week to about 2.5 million people. And that pulls together some of the best deals that we've found from across the web. And again, you know, we'll keep you posted each week on just what we've seen that you might be interested in.
So no RSS?
No RSS yet. So again, something we're looking at.
You're looking at RSS. How are you looking at it?
Very carefully.
Okay, I'll let you go with that. So do you have any new things to show off at the show here?
Yeah, the package search, I would say, is certainly, you know, one of the newest pieces and most interesting things to take a look at. You know, for a long time, we did just a la carte. And also, that's frankly the way that I think the American market approached travel, in contrast to, you know, folks like in the UK, for example, that are accustomed to, you know, buying packages. But, you know, more and more, it's the package-based purchase that's become interesting to people. And also, frankly, even interesting to, you know, other players in travel. You've seen, you know, Travelocity, you know, really kind of redo itself entirely for a total trip. You know, we've taken sort of a similar approach, although slightly different, in that we're searching lots of different sites and then letting you pick, as opposed to, you know, a company like Travelocity having, you know, one source from which to purchase a package.
How did you first find out about Sidestep, or was it the day you got hired?
I actually got lured to Sidestep by a good friend of mine from internet days past. Many moons ago, I was director of marketing for Pointcast, the internet news and information system.
Oh, wait. Okay, so I can kick you in the shin for doing that Pointcast thing.
You could kick many of us. There are a whole crew of us that have gone on to interesting things since then. And one of my buddies from the Pointcast days was one of the original founders of Sidestep. He pulled me in to join the board of advisors. And after about 6 months, I found the concept to be so interesting. And frankly, just the founding crew to be such good guys that it was an easy sell. And I joined.
Well, I'll let you get back to showing people how they can get home in a cheaper way.
All right. Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
This interview brought to you by the all-new MSN Search. Find something today at search.msn.com. Visit thechrisparulloshow.com for more audio downloads, and remember to tune in every Thursday night for our live show.